Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
It's episode 17 of the Gray and Green Show. Two episodes on one day.
This is nuts.
I know.
We've never done anything like this.
I know. Rachel Gray and Jackie Green. I can't say my own name. Because technically,
I'm talking in a high falsetto.
This is actually show number 3 that I've done today.
Yeah, because you had her morning show.
Yes.
Then episode 16, and now we're on episode 17.
And I did shows for other markets as well. Holy crap. It's a big day.
Well, we've been kind of serious lately, I feel like.
Yes.
We've walked away from our comedy roots.
I know.
And I wanted to get back to that. So when Rachel texts me, it's like, hey, I've got something I want to talk about for episode 16. So
yeah.
You need to come up with something for episode 17.
All right. So what'd you come up with?
I want to talk about, what would you do if you weren't in broadcasting?
If I wasn't in broadcasting?
Yeah, if we weren't radio girls making our way in this wide radio world.
This wild world we call broadcasting.
What would we do it? And it can be more than one thing. We can go back and forth.
Okay, honestly, the first one, I feel like my answers, Jack, are going to be like super childish.
Oh, yeah, mine are too.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay, I'm really glad to hear that because I'm nervous.
Like, I don't want to be like a veterinarian or anything like that.
I do!
Oh, okay, never mind, you're childish.
In fact, I'm
Was that your first one?
That was my first one. You're so mean. I am a huge animal lover. If I could own a farm and have 20 dogs on that farm and all the cats in the world and all
Wait,
the
so do you want to
goats,
be a farmer or a vet?
I want to be a vet. But, oh, no, I'd be a farmer. I just want a lot of land so I could have all the animals.
Okay, so back up. So first thing, if Rachel wasn't in radio, would be a vet.
Yes.
Why?
Because I love animals and I want to save their lives, but I would be the biggest vagina ever when it came to having to put them down. Like, my girlfriend, my best friend Bess, she's a vet in New York City and she went to vet school and the whole nine, and she's like really like cool and calm and collected when she has to tell somebody that their dog has put down. I'd be like, I don't know why. Like, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Right. That'd be hard.
But then again, to be surrounded by animals all day or day would be my dream.
Okay, so we need to find a vet that will let you step in for a day.
Yeah, I actually tried to be a vet assistant once when I was in broadcasting school.
Did it work?
No, they didn't pick me because I had no experience. They asked me what I was going to do like for the vet business, the clinic, and I said, I don't know, I just love animals. I'll just be there, you know.
I'll pet the dog.
They said no experience needed. I had no experience.
So you walked in thinking, I've got this made.
Yes, I did.
I need all the qualifications. None.
I didn't get the job. I actually left thinking, well, they're not going to hire me.
Like, you knew when you left.
Because I baby talked the animals in there.
Hi, little kitty.
And that's the thing. Like, when I say that I want to be, like, own a farm, I mean, I don't want to actually do hard labor. Farmers work really hard.
Oh, my cousin is a farmer.
I'm not cut out for that.
Yeah,
I'm not cut out for hard labor.
I'm not
labor.
Baling hay.
No, are you kidding?
I'm sorry.
I get to wear a cute sundress and take pictures with said hay?
Like, right.
I'm not.
Am I going to sit on the hay with cowboy
right.
boots and look
really,
like cute?
I just want a large amount of animals and to like marinate in dogs all day.
Marinate in dogs.
That's right.
All right. On that note. So the first thing I would want to be is a Broadway actress.
Why am I not surprised?
My dream.
Okay.
If. I'm like getting excited.
This is phenomenal that you make fun of my vet dream, by the way.
Like, I want to be able to sing and dance on stage and be like,
jazz hands.
But I can't sing.
You can't sing? I thought you can sing.
Oh,
you are such a liar.
Fake it till you make it, bitch.
Seriously?
Okay, this is my story of theater. You're going to like this because a lot of people don't know this.
Okay.
I always wanted to do musicals growing up, but I was too scared. And my mom and dad would say, we can do the theater club. I go, no, I can't. And I wouldn't do it. All through high school, I had friends in theater, and I'd be like, oh, I want to do theater. But no, I didn't want to audition. I was too scared. I'm not going to go sing in front
just
of people.
Just like get nervous because people would be
yes.
watching you?
I don't know. I just thought, I won't get cast. I won't get picked. That's stupid. I'm not even going
to
try.
I used to do that
too
when I was
younger.
So
I never went into it. All through college, I was running cross country doing that. Then my last year of school, I said, they were bringing hairspray to Ferris State. And I said, I'm going to try out. And Jim said, have you ever been in a play? And I said, no. I never acted. I'd never been in a play in my life. I said, I'm going
to
do this.
You did this all the way. You waited all the way till
yes.
college to
and
do your first theater.
And I never sang a song in front of anybody. Never even done karaoke. And I was like, I'm going to do this. I don't
never
even sing that good.
Never even done karaoke?
No. Nope. Well, this was like, at this point, 9 years ago.
Oh, God. I've had a karaoke machine since I was a small child.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, I wouldn't sing in front of people. I was too scared.
Okay.
So I went to auditions. And I sang the song they gave me, and I read the part, and I got a very big part.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, Jackie, you clearly don't suck.
Here's the thing, though. I was playing the villain. A lot of times, a villain will have a lower voice, like me.
Ooh.
I played Velma Von Tussel. And the song...
Velma Von Tussel.
The song was in a lower register. It was a talk singy song. Do you know what I mean?
I'm gonna...
Musical?
I hate to do this to you, but I'm gonna need a sample.
I'm not gonna do that for you.
Just right a tiny sample. Nobody can see you but me. What if I don't look at you?
I'm not going to sing what on this microphone.
Yes, you are. What if I don't look at you? Please, it'll make so much. It'll make it
I'm
so
not
much
singing Miss Baltimore Crabs right here. On this. That
what?
Was my solo, Miss Baltimore Crabs. Have you ever seen Hairspray?
No.
You've never seen Hairspray?
No, but now I know why you were so excited that Ariana Grande was doing the Hairspray live. I didn't know you were in Hairspray.
No, I was excited. I was not excited. I was the furthest thing from excited. I hate Ariana Grande.
So do I.
And I thought she was going to ruin it.
I actually hate Ariana Grande, too.
She didn't do too bad of a job.
Was Ariana Grande your character?
No. Okay. I played a girl's mother who was the ran the television station that the Corny Collins show was on.
Okay.
And she is a racist little bitch.
Really?
That's what the move. That's what Hairspray is about. It's about segregation.
I gotta watch Hairspray.
Yeah, it's basically about
no idea.
It's about like a show like American Bandstand.
Okay, I think I knew that. Yeah,
it was called the Corny Collins Show, and it's all little cute white kids.
Right.
Well, a overweight girl tries out, and I don't like it. And I'm like, bitch, not only do you like black people, but you fat.
So
that's
you were
literally
the
my role.
Mean person in Hairspray,
but it's like the big villain role. So I really, it was cool. I got a solo. I had two solos.
Right.
I had a bunch of lines, but I'd never been in a show at all. So I was like, this is new to me. I didn't even know what stage left meant, stage right. I'd never been on stage.
Right.
So I did it and I loved it. And I was like, this is awesome. I want to be in theater. So then I was like, I'm going to start auditioning at Grand Rapids Civic Theater, which fun fact about our small town, that is one of the biggest civic community theaters in the nation.
Is it really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Huh.
So for I've civic theater, which means it's non, they don't, actors don't get paid. It's not professional theater.
Oh, is that what civic theater means?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the loose definition.
Okay.
So that same year, they were doing Hairspray and I was just in it. So I'm like, I'm auditioning for that.
How'd it go?
I got a call back, but I didn't get a part.
Oh!
Well, then they were doing Hello, Dolly. And I said, I've never seen it. I'm going to audition in for
Dolly?
That. So then I commuted down and I auditioned for that. Got a call back, didn't get a part. Then they were doing Night of the Living Dead, and I said, I'm auditioning for that.
Yeah, okay, so time out. I just have to say, I very much so admire your persistence. No. You didn't get Hello, Dolly. You didn't get Hairspray, and now you're going for Night of the Living Dead. You got yourself ready. You're ready to go.
I got a call back, didn't get the part. But they called me, and they said, we want you to be one of the zombies. And I said, done.
So you just wanted to be a zombie.
This was my role. I was on a stair. And then I reanimated into like a living dead. And I was like, and then I got beat by a crowbar. And then, and this is all in scene one. And
Stop!
then Matt Dixon, I know you out there.
Hey, Matt Dixon.
His character dragged me by the foot off the stage like this. That's literally the last time on stage. I'm done.
Really?
That was my
So you had a lead role in Hairspray in a solo song, and then you went to play a zombie killed by
college.
A crowbar.
It was in college. So it was, you know what I mean?
But still.
College theater and community theater, a big jump. And it was in Big Rapids. But so then I did it, and I really liked it. And I was like, that was my first role. So I'm going to get another role. So then I auditioned for Circle Theater, where you audition for all their shows at once. And I was like,
oh, really?
I'm going to get into one. So
walk me through this. So what's Circle Theater?
Circle Theater is another community theater in town. They perform at Aquinas College's theater, which is in a round. It's a big circle.
Okay. So, and then when you try out for all their shows at once, do they just give you one script?
February or March, I don't remember, every year, they have auditions. And you bring a song of your choice to sing.
Okay.
And then you get callbacks for their shows. Now, their shows run. They have a show in May, a show in June, a show in July. And you're auditioning for every show for the whole season all in one day. So it's like a cattle call. So some people might be there only writing on their audition form, I want to be in Cabaret. But some are writing, I want to be in all your shows. So trying to get into as many as
they
can.
What did you write?
I wrote all the shows. I want to be in all the shows.
Do you just love being on stage?
Yes.
Okay.
But I never get picked because I'm not that good.
You must be good.
No. I'm not.
So what happened with Circle Theater?
Out of the five shows they did, I got in one, but I was ensemble. I was like, you know.
What's
like,
ensemble?
Ensemble's like the people in the background that sing and dance, but don't have any lines. That was me. And it was cabaret, so I was in my undies the whole time.
You were in your underwear?
Yes.
You know what? It blows my mind that you always say, I have bigger balls than you, but you stood in your underwear on a stage.
And the best part was my mom and dad came to see it 3 times.
And you were in your underwear?
Well, I was in the underwear the costume provider gave me.
Isn't cabaret kind of sexual?
Yes.
Like, it's burlesque, isn't it?
Yeah.
With less nipple.
Yeah, there's no nudity.
Yeah, like, I think there's a lot of nipple in burlesque. Right. But
well, yeah. So anyway, I've been in a couple other shows since then. But not a whole lot, like 3 or 4 more. And
what do I need to do to just get you to sing just a little bit?
I'm not going to sing because I'm not a good singer.
I will do something to embarrass myself as well.
Listen, the thing is, I'm legitimately not a good singer, and that's my doubt. That's why I don't get cast.
You've like sung as a lead singer with the band that your husband has
because they let me.
Like, guys, I'm dying to get on stage, please.
Yes. No, that is what it is. I want to be on stage. I want to be that person, but I don't really have the pipes. I have a very low voice. I lose my voice very, very, very easily, which is bad in our business. And so I can't really keep up with the people that have a good voice. I just want it so bad that sometimes people are like, we can squeeze her in.
Well,
and they throw me in the show.
If you're a young woman and you're listening and thinking, I really want to do something, Jackie Green is your girl because you clearly did not let any of that stop you.
No.
That's amazing. Thanks. I love it.
But so, yeah. So if I had better pipes and I wasn't working in broadcasting, I'd be a Broadway star.
With the pageant stuff that you do, which blows my mind, the pageant stuff.
You know, we're going into pageant stuff.
Well, I want to know, do you have to do singing stuff for that? I don't know. The only thing I know about Miss Congeniality was Sandra Bullock.
I don't know. Singing that.
Because have you ever seen Miss Congeniality?
This is like all I sing.
No, but the other girl does. The blonde one.
You have your talent.
Oh, so your talent's not
once
singing.
Once you become, once you're out of like the Miss, which is usually up to like 24.
Yeah.
Then pageants don't do talent anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, got you. So what is your talent?
Baton twirling.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you were the baton queen. That's awesome. I totally forgot.
I wasn't good, though.
I feel like
that's another thing
many...
I wasn't good at. My sister was incredible at baton twirling, and her daughter is actually only 4 and incredible for a 4-year-old. I wasn't good at
this. She was born with
the
gift.
But I wanted to be on stage and twirl.
I feel like there is a running trend in these stories.
Yes.
And the trend is Jackie wasn't that good, but she did it anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
so
my God. Okay.
Now let's go back to you. What is the other thing you weren't in broadcasting you would want to do?
Well,
I'm learning quickly that ours are very different.
Yes, ours are very different, but mine is another super cheesy one. I studied fashion design at school, so I was terrible at sewing. I don't want to sew at all. But I was really good at drawing, and I love art, and I love all of those things. I can look at something and draw it, but I can't, like, make it up in my mind and draw it. But when it comes to, like, fashion and clothes and stuff, I got to do Fashion Week for the radio station at Mercedes-Benz in New York City, and I got to see Pamela Rowland's line at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week.
That's cool.
And Pamela Rowland is actually from Grand Rapids, and I, to this day, need to get a hold of that woman and thank her for letting me go because work paid for me to get out there. I got to do a broadcast from Fashion Week in New York City. So I was combining two things that I always wanted to do.
Right.
But when I was there, and I'm not kidding, Jackie, it was the coolest thing.
This sounds awesome.
I get there and Pamela Rowland designs gowns for celebrities. She has dressed a lot of famous people. In fact, when I was sitting in the row, Nigel Barker from America's Next Top Model was sitting right in front of me. And then across the aisle was Natalie Morales from the Today Show. There were a ton of celebrities.
This is ballin'.
I know. So I'm sitting there and keep in mind a fashion show only lasts about 15, 20 minutes.
Right. They're short.
And I'm sitting there and I'm just so excited trying to keep it cool because I can't believe that having gone to Central and studied fashion and then switching up and doing radio that I'm sitting at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week.
How
like
did you
I could
get to
have
do
cried.
That?
I'm sitting in this fashion show at Mercedes-Benz and I'm like, I can't believe I'm here. And all of a sudden you hear the beat hit. The beat's hitting hard and I start to like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Keep it real. Nigel Barker's sitting next to you. Natalie Morales is across, like, don't do anything. So then all of a sudden the lights hit and all these models start coming out. And that was the moment that I realized, holy crap, if I wasn't doing what I was doing, I would be doing something with this. Whether it would be...
I could see you doing that.
Styling, whether it would be putting those shows together. I would absolutely...
Ooh, like a producer of the runway shows.
Yes.
Whatever.
I literally, after that day, after I got to do Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, I walked out of there. And this is an invite-only thing. You cannot go unless the designer gets you
Where were you working that you had to do that?
I was working here.
What?
Yeah.
What? Who sent you there?
Okay, so I fought tooth and nail to do this. What happened was I originally did a fashion show for a girl out of Lansing. I hosted it and she like paid me to host it, whatever. And she got into, it's not Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. It's like for up and coming fashion.
Okay.
So she was an up and coming designer. She was only 19 years old and her mother loved me. And I was doing stuff with her out in Lansing. So she said, I want you to come to Fashion Week with me. And I want you to cover like what we're doing. Now, keep in mind at that time, this was the first year I went.
Right.
I wasn't covering Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week at that time. I was covering the up-and-coming celebrity or up-and-coming designers, which was still so exciting because I got to see like 10 designers at once. I took my brother-in-law who lives in New York City too. He went to the shows with me. I had a ticket for him and I got to sit behind the scenes with all the press. And then after that year, the following year, she invited me back again. Well, the following year, she also had not made it into Mercedes-Benz yet, but because I was going, I thought, ooh, I wonder if I can get Pamela Rowland from Grand Rapids, the designer here, yeah, to get me into her show. Because you, this is so invite only. Like, right. I'm not kidding. You cannot get into these. And one of our sales
side
reps.
Side question. What does Pamela Rowland look like? Could you tell me?
She's beautiful.
Red
she's
hair?
Probably, no, blonde.
Okay.
She's a beautiful, I want to say she's in her mid 50s.
Okay.
I mean, she's stunning. I follow her on Instagram and all that stuff, but she designs for a ton of people. And when I found out that I was going again for this young designer, I thought I'm going to get into Pamela Rowland's show. I'm going to do everything I can. Sure as hell, I got in that show and one of our sales reps sent her production team an email. I get an email back. I had to wait like 2 months to find out. 2 weeks before I went, I found out I was going to Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. When I walked out of that show, I nearly cried.
Oh my God.
Because it was my dream.
Because it was so cool.
It was my dream.
And you're like, what am I doing over here in radio?
Yes. I'm at Mercedes-Benz Fall Fashion Week. I could not believe it. And you know what? I haven't done it since.
That's cool.
Yeah. But still, it was amazing. So I would do something within the fashion industry. I would be a stylist. I would put those shows together. All that stuff. I would love to be the person that picked the music for the runway. That would be something I would love to do.
That'd be cool too.
Yes. So that's my other one. That's my big story of something cool I've done and realized that it would be another fit for me.
I like that.
What's yours?
Okay, I've always wanted to own a boutique. I want to own...
Me too!
A little girl's boutique.
Oh, really?
Really, 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 really bad.
I love that!
Yes, I want to get, like, cute clothes. Like, I always have Greenlee Modeling cute clothes.
Yeah.
I want to pick ones that I like, go to whatever they call
you
it,
wanna,
and pick
well,
out
you
the clothes.
Go to the different shows,
yes,
actually, to do that.
And pick out the clothes, and then fill my boutique with cute stuff, and have it decorated really cool, like Pink Lemonade in Grand Rapids, and have my own boutique.
That's amazing, Jackie. I've always wanted to have my own boutique, too.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe this is a girl thing. But I wanted to have it for curvy girls because I have giant boobs.
Right.
And curvy girls are us.
Curvy girls are us.
But I've always wanted to have a boutique for that reason. I've always wanted to, because I feel like sometimes it's really hard for my body type to dress. That I know what fits my body type and it would help other women.
And what I would want is have it like on the budge. Like, my boutique wouldn't be the
crazy expensive.
Yes. Because, okay, so I follow a lot of the kid brands because, really, but because I really like boutique children's clothes. I think they're so cute.
They're cute.
And they're so much better than.
And it doesn't look like everything else at those national stores.
A lot of them, though, are like $60 for an outfit for a freaking 8-month-old. That's ridiculous.
That is.
But so I've done a lot of scouring and now I've found outfits that are as cute, as unique for like $20.
Really?
Which that means that the seller got it for like $10.
Right, because the markup's usually 50%.
Yeah. So I wanted to sell those kind of clothes in my boutique.
I love it.
Really bad.
That's a really good idea.
I know.
You should do that. You could do that
here.
Still. Yeah, but we live the dream. We don't work.
We live the dream.
In the aspect that
that's why we live such a dream that we're telling you about our other dreams.
Right, exactly. All right, so maybe it could be better. But when was the last time you worked a full, like, 10-hour day, 8-hour day?
Let's be real.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't have that much to complain about. Let's be honest. We could probably run our own boutique in the morning if we wanted to.
Oh, hells yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. So I think you should absolutely do that.
That would be cool.
That would be
super
cool.
And then Greenlee will model all the clothes.
When you had Greenlee, and this is maybe because I'm a weirdo, were you like, wow, I'm going to make my kid a star?
Yes.
I feel like that all the time.
My kid is going to be a star.
Right. So I keep telling
Hello, Aaron she was in a pageant and won at 7 months old. She is Miss Merry Christmas Baby.
There is... There's no way in hell my husband lets me put our baby in a pageant.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to tell Jim because I thought he's not going to like it.
Right.
Well, then I told him, I'm like, I'm doing this. I already paid, so just so you know, we're doing it.
Right.
And he goes, all right, I guess I'll come. I go, wait, I didn't invite you. And
so he
goes,
he came for support.
Yeah. He goes, well, I'm not going to miss my daughter's first pageant, Jackie. She's seven months old.
Duh, Jackie, because I kind of feel like that. Now, we're due with the baby in July, but I told Aaron, like, dude, our kid's going to be a star. Because I was growing up,
totes.
When I was growing up, I wanted to be a singer. Ooh, I still, to this day, get drunk and think I can sing.
Is this one of your things?
This is one of my things. And honestly,
I promise you sing better than me, too.
But and I've sang on stage.
No, I know.
Country singer, though.
I've heard you sing.
When?
Just singing around the studio and goofing around. And you're good.
It's no, I'm not that
you
good.
Are good.
Listen, I smoked through college.
Wait,
I can't be that good.
So real quick, Friday is our company holiday party.
Oh my God, yes!
What if you and I went and did karaoke afterward?
That's possible.
And video it for the podcast, for this show.
I cannot make any promises for that because I got to go to Aaron's grandpa's 90th birthday on Saturday morning.
Well, we don't have to be out late because I heard our company Christmas party doesn't go very late.
It doesn't go very
late.
So
what if we went just to PlayStation Pub on the way home?
What's PlayStation Pub?
Okay, it's just a place that does karaoke on Leonard Street.
Oh, okay. So it's by my house.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really not far from you.
Okay.
It's a little dive.
Let me run this by Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm open to the idea. And let's say if we can't do it on Friday, we will do it. I promise you.
All right.
We will do it.
Because I love
my
karaoke.
Pregnant ass will get into a karaoke bar.
What
and
would
sing
you sing?
A song.
What would you sing?
I would do a country song.
All right.
I would probably do like a little Miranda Lambert, maybe some Reba, something along those lines.
All right.
Yeah, maybe
okay.
Some Cher.
So you've got some range in your voice.
No, I think I have range. That's the difference.
I have
I
no
don't
range.
Have range. I think I have range.
I have zero range. I sing Joan Jett.
I love Joan Jett.
A little
Hate
Pat Benatar.
Hate myself for loving you. Oh, best Joan Jett
that's
song.
That's my jam.
Oh, we can do that one together.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam.
But yeah, when
Pat.
I was growing up, that's what I did. Like, we always had a karaoke machine in my house. And there is home movies of me singing, standing on top of our kitchen table. And it was we've always, to this day, like, just last year, my mom got a new karaoke machine for her birthday. This one's Bluetooth, and we can wheel it around.
Holy.
It's a traveling.
Oh.
My family's very big in singing and music.
Let's just put it this way. The Waterburys have never been to my house, but we do karaoke, as in Jim takes all of his band equipment and sets up the amps and the monitors, and we connect his phone, a karaoke thing we have on the phone, to the TV. And we do live karaoke in our living room every time we have a party.
We don't even have to go to the bar. We can just go to Jackie's house.
Oh, I've got video. You should see it. It's insane. Jim has made a setup so cool.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I was little, I wanted to be a country singer.
You know, not to shout out to other radio stations, but do you know Wendy Reed?
Yes.
Wendy Reed's boyfriend came over and sang 5 Bruce Springsteen songs back to back at my diaper party.
I don't even know Wendy Reed's boyfriend. It sounds like he's tight.
Chris is tight. Chris is tight. He doesn't sing that. He's not like the guy that you think is going to sing, though.
Really?
He's like the really chill, kind of quiet. Like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
You know, just the chill dude. And we had karaoke, and he walked up, and all of a sudden I was talking to Wendy on the deck, and all of a sudden she goes, who's singing Bruce Springsteen? I go, I don't know. And she goes, wouldn't it be funny if Chris sang? I go, yeah, right.
And it was her husband?
Boyfriend.
Her boyfriend?
Yeah. And he sang like 5. He sang.
That's so funny.
And it was hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
Him and Steve sang Bruce Springsteen like all night long.
That is awesome. You will not catch my husband singing unless he is so drunk he can't see straight.
Really?
And that's when we turn on Cisco Thong Song.
That thong,
yeah,
thong.
But he can't sing it, so he just reads the words and he goes, dumps like a truck. What? What?
Oh, no. I'm like, uncomfortable.
What? What? Baby, move your butt.
Butt.
I think I'll say it
again.
That's Aaron's version.
Oh, God.
The guy cannot sing a tune. He's got 4 speeds. Pearl Jam, Hootie, Dave Matthews, and there's one other washed up 90s
band. Oh, I want to be with you.
Oh, my God. Well, I took him to meet Hootie. I took him to meet Darius Rucker for his birthday in August. Darius Rucker, a.k.a. Hootie and the Blowfish's lead singer, was performing at Soaring Eagle, which is Northern Michigan. And I took Aaron there for his birthday and got meet and greets for him to meet Darius Rucker. We got so hammered beforehand. It was just uncomfortable and weird. But Aaron was psyched he got to meet Hootie. Loves Hootie. Weirdo.
I love Hootie too.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's really funny.
But He's Darius now.
I know.
We can't go around calling him Hootie. Like,
well, I said we took him to Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Okay.
But he sang, no joke, every Hootie hit at that show.
Okay. He sang every Hootie hit.
I love it. Why you punish me?
I like how you sing it.
That's my Darius Rucker.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, do you have any more?
I have like 20 more, but...
You have like 20 more? Wow,
there's a lot of things I want to do. I want to also be in the beauty industry and do makeup, which I do outside right now.
Well, what girl doesn't want to do makeup? I love that you're kind of doing that. By the way, Jackie does do professional makeup. She will come to your house and make you look beautiful.
Dude, I just... That was another thing. I just one day was like, I really wanted to do makeup. And Jim said, well, what kind of license do you need? And so I Googled it and I found there really isn't one. You can get like an esthetician's license, but that's not really to do makeup. That's about skincare. So then I was like, I can just do this? And Jim goes, yeah, I'm legal. So I go, I'm doing it. So I just started doing makeup.
I love it, Jack. That's great. I want you to do mine sometime.
Okay.
Will you? Just for funsies?
Yeah.
There'll be another fun live video.
There we go. Dude, we're so fun.
I'll come over and you can do my face. That was inappropriate. I apologize for saying you could do my face.
Do my
face. What's the other one? You've got 20. I want to keep going.
Stand-up comic. I want to be funny so bad.
Oh, my God.
I want to be funny so bad it hurts, but I'm not.
Okay, so this is how egotistical I am. I read the Amy Schumer book.
Okay.
And I finished it really fast. Like, I loved
it. And then
you're like,
I
love
her. Funny like her.
I looked at Aaron and I go, you need to read that book because I could do that. I go, I could do that. And he goes, geez.
Have you seen the preview to her new movie?
No.
With Goldie Hawn?
Oh,
Goldie Hawn plays her mom?
Is it funny?
Oh, yes.
You guys, I loved effing Trainwreck so much. I'm obsessed with Amy Schumer.
Trainwreck wasn't even funny.
What?
There's funny parts, but it really wasn't that funny. This movie with Goldie Hawn looks hysterical.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, my God.
That's super sad. I love Amy Schumer.
So hard, I was crying.
Well, like, the stories that she was sharing were, like, things that you and I have sat and discussed and, like, weird crap that's happened to us. And, like, she says these weird sex stories and, like, all these crazy things. And I think to myself, I have better stories than Amy Schumer.
Oh, I have way better stories. I know I do. I know I do.
But that's me being egotistical. So I guess add that to the list. I would like to write a book. About my life.
Oh, I want to be a writer, too. I want to write a book so bad. But the thing is, I'm funny in my head.
Right.
But I'm not really funny out loud.
See, I think you're pretty funny. Actually, my girlfriends were telling me last weekend when I saw them, that Jackie girl you do the podcast with is hilarious.
They know me.
Your quirkiness is what's funny. Because you have such a different personality than most people that, like, when you talk about you being crazy and, like... That is funny.
Well, when enough people tell you that you're crazy, you just
tend to believe it.
God, F, I'm crazy. Okay, I get it. I'm weird.
I think you could be a stand-up comic. I think being a stand-up comic takes practice.
That's another thing we can do. We got to go to open mic night one day for stand-up comedy.
Whoa. That is out of my
wheelhouse.
What
if we tag teamed? What if we were a duo?
Oh, my God. I found a comedy duo of two women.
What are they called?
I Mom So Hard. It's called.
Oh, I've seen them. They're hilarious.
Oh my God. They are traveling.
That could
comedians.
Be us. That- Seriously. Seriously.
So these two women, you've got to find this Facebook page. It's called I Mom So Hard.
They're funny.
They are so effing funny. I was crying with laughter. They made this video about Spanx, and I'll put it up on the Gray and Green Show.
Yeah, Spanx.
Gray and Green Show on Facebook. I will put that up. I am not kidding. I have never laughed so hard in my life than watching those two women. And they travel. They do legit shows together. Like in February,
Rachel,
they're in Pittsburgh.
This could be us. Why are you fighting this?
Okay, fine.
We already have a podcast. We're a comedy podcast.
Okay.
That are now going to take it to the streets.
Okay. We got to start making videos. I don't know how to edit videos.
Oh, I do.
You do?
Can I worked in news. What?
I worked in news.
Yeah,
how could I forget that you worked in the news?
How did you forget that? I was on television. I am that cool. I was on TV every morning for like 2 years.
It was like 3 years.
No, it was two.
Was it only two?
Yeah.
Felt like longer.
It was supposed to be three, but then I cut my contract short and came here.
And boy, are we glad she's here.
Boy.
Oh, my God. All right. So if you would like to stroke our ego and let us know whether or not you think we should go on the road and become a comedy duo.
We can at least dabble in video and see if we get some hits.
That's true. All right. I'm open to dabbling.
We're dabbling.
Let's dabble. Okay, look for that soon to come. Gray and Green Show, take it to YouTube.
Stay tuned for videos of karaoke, videos of stand-up comedy, and
my makeup.
And makeup and a comedy duo video. I'm literally going to do a video of each of these.
My head is spinning. We just got so busy so fast.
I'm like shaking with excitement.
I know. She really is.
Either that or that fiber drink I had.
Jackie's going to be pooping her brains out later.
Maybe in a bathroom break.
No. Somebody get this woman some Depends.
All right.
So coming up next week, we are going to have...
I don't need Depends. I'm not going to cry my pants.
You just drank a whole bottle of fiber. Your poop's going to be so hard, it's just going to sink so fast.
Can I tell you real quick about fiber? Story?
What? You have a... You have a fiber story?
Do you know Eric Zane?
Okay. Yeah, we have a sports station here in our building, but he doesn't talk sports.
So
he just does a morning show.
At his old station, I worked with him.
Yeah,
we were
Jackie's known him for a long
time. He
does
fiber every morning. And he had this
At least he did. Is that why he's so skinny, like a 12-year-old child?
Well, he had this fiber, and it was a new kind. And he tried it, and the first day he goes, oh, I can't wait till I get through this fiber. I don't like how it tastes. And he said it like every day for a week. So Steve, who works there, who's a good buddy of mine, one day said... went in with the fiber, and every day he'd watch him take a scoopful and put it in his cup and walk out. And every day we'd videotape Steve taking another cup scoopful and putting it back in. So it never emptied.
Oh my
God. So for months he's on the same fiber.
He couldn't figure out why his fiber was
getting lower. And every day he's like, I can't wait till I get through this fiber because I don't like how it tastes. And every day Steve would scoop another scoop of it back into it to replenish what he lost.
So wait, Steve had his own thing of fiber then and was filling up Eric's fiber.
He bought one to replenish Eric's, but Eric had no idea. Oh my God, it was so funny.
I don't know. Watching you just drink that whole bottle of fiber was pretty damn.
Okay, it was a water bottle with one scoop of fiber. It's not like I'm over here chugging fiber like.
We got bowel movement issues. The Grand Green Show has bowel movement issues.
All right. On that note, bye.
Next week, we have Dave Jackinette, who's going to be joining us. He works on our news talk station.
Rachel promises me he's funny. Dave, I love you, but I haven't heard a lot of humor.
I cannot wait for you guys to meet Dave. Dave, I've worked with now for about 5 years. Dave's in his 40s. He's got a kid and a wife, and he is the biggest fan of our show. When I say that, I mean
that.
He legit
is a big fan.
He last week listened to the episode minutes after I posted it. I got texts by noon.
Holy Hannah.
Loves our
show. We'll have him on next week. Thanks for listening. Rate us on iTunes.
Yes. Also look for Gray Green Show on Twitter, grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com, and Gray and Green Show on Facebook.
Whoop, whoop.
We're out.